Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The one-handed pass attempt to Corey Perry instead is a goal for Leon Draisaitl on Thursday night. Game 5 tonight, baby!
Yeah.
Give me good hockey. Please keep it going.
I'm rooting for Game 7.
I'm rooting for Game 7. I think I'm with Travis. I want Edmonton winning this thing, but I think the begrudgingly part is for Game 7. There needs to be the maximum amount of stress. For other hockey markets, it's great when you don't have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. As a hockey fan, I have felt nothing for 14 years. In the playoffs, at least, I felt nothing.
Yeah, you've let matches burn down to your fingertips just to feel something.
No, I watched other people have that happen to them.
Well, that's even where, just hearing these clips, do you hear the environment?
That's where I get my joy.
That's a foreign language to me.
Yeah. But that's where it's... come on. I need that stress back in my life, specifically during this time of the year. I'm obviously not asking them to make the Stanley Cup final right away, but you know what I'm talking about. Like in April, late April, when the NFL draft is around the corner, I don't want to care about it mm-hmm. as deeply as I did this past year.
You would like to have a competing interest and a competing, what am I going to do for work this weekend? I know what you're doing, but like everybody here, how are we splitting up the crew?
Yeah.
Who's going to the who's doing the Sabres
stuff? I'm gone. Get into the arena.
Right. I know where your head's at, but everybody else, like, how's the crew going to get switched?
Well,
NFL draft.
I joke with our program director, Alan Davis, about this now frequently enough. I can't wait for him to have to make the hard decision.
I think
it's not that hard of a decision of where to put it. Mm-hmm. The game will be here.
The game should be here.
It will be his deployment of what do we do for the draft. That's the decision he'd have to make.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I look forward to him asking us questions. Mostly because I will have already done my backflips.
I just, thinking about it, and seeing these other environments, even like you said in Rochester, getting a taste of playoff hockey when they were in the North Division final. It's, like I said, a foreign language to me, but I want to study it so bad. The overflow of, you're probably going to have people watching it at Shays. Like, I hear stories from my grandfather, right? Back in the day, no helmets, right? Like, crazy. The overflow would be at Shays Performing Arts Center, right? Like, these games were so big, and it's just such a, like, you at least have seen them solid, right?
Not just solid. I saw the Eastern Conference back-to-back runs.
Yes.
Out in the parties in the plaza. Mm-hmm. Like, I know where I was for Game 5 when Drury scores to tie the game against the Rangers.
Right.
And Afanaganov scores in overtime. Mm-hmm. I was outside in pandemonium
It's just, if they make it, even, like you said, even if they go out in the first series, that energy out there is going to be like it's the Stanley Cup final, I think. It legitimately is.
Yeah, even if it's just the first round of the playoffs.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But, and a lot of it has to do with this offseason. Not just because of the fact that it makes too much sense to make a move, but now you've hired an advisor that is known for being a go-getter. Sometimes damn the cost. And the amount of big names that are available. Like the fact that we had a back and forth with Travis about this between the Stars, Jason Robertson, the Sabres, and J.J. Paterka. It seems like there is this match made in heaven type of Stars would be able to get a cheaper top six option. Because you can do a bridge deal with that. Mm-hmm. He mentioned specifically, you can't get away with anything contractually with Jason Robertson at this point. It's big contract or nothing. That's what you got to do. And Dallas, having just done that for Mikko Rantanen, you don't have room to do it again. Sabres do.
You're absolutely right.
And I'm still inherently uncomfortable with the idea of trading J.J. Paterka. I think he is going to be a top-line player for this team. He has been steadily improving his offensive numbers year by year. Even the year where everyone went down in a dip in production 2 years ago, he kept going. He was one of the few players that did not have a statistical regression. And of the kid line, he's the only one that is now still considered an impact player of sorts. Progression is never linear, but Paterka has shown that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm a little uneasy about the idea of trading J.J. Paterka, but the context always matters. What do I always say? Context matters. Context matters. Never do I want to say something that's out of context. I want to make sure that it's there. The context being, I don't like the idea of trading J.J. Paterka unless there's a significant upgrade that I can guarantee.
Right. And that's the big thing. We talked about it last week.
Robertson.
Yeah.
That's
a perfect example. Perfect example.
A player that when J.J. Paterka is offered on the table for that, for example, it's not going to take much more to get that done.
No. You don't have to sell the house to get Robertson.
You don't have to sell the house. You might have to give up another prospect, considering they traded Logan Stankov in a way.
Mm-hmm. But giving up another prospect at that point, you're looking to make the playoffs. It's time.
If I'm being told the offer of Paterka and like Noah Osland is going to get this done, stamp it, seal it, let's go. And a pick. Not even a first. Like you could throw in a second or something. Like if that's the deal, seal it, stamp it, send it. And I know that what I'm talking about is like, I don't know how realistic that all is. These trade discussions might not happen at all. But it's enough where if I'm starting to hear something about Paterka or Bowen Byram, for example, and this year, though, you are seeing a lot of big names
mm-hmm.
that are floating around here. You have Mitch Marner, who's just available if you want to pay the money for it. You have Elias Pettersson, who was in trade rumors plenty in Vancouver. Vancouver publicly acknowledging they might not have Quinn Hughes for the future, like their long-term defenseman.
Yeah.
We got Jim Rutherford just spitting it out like, oh, he probably wants to go play with his brothers in New Jersey. I'm like, okay, that might be like, I don't know if there's some sort of tampering thing there or I don't know, but like that's not usually what people would say.
Yeah.
But they need a defenseman to start all over again
mm-hmm.
and with their decor. The Sabres have Bowen Byram. Does that start a conversation? There's enough pieces here, and this is the benefit of having a young team. You have pieces that can get deals done with a lot of power and not have to give up the farm prospects-wise. And you also do have a farm prospects-wise.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They have both.
Now, here's my question. Some fans are saying Norris would be a good thing to tack on there. And while I don't disagree 100%, I don't think the front office moves on from him because Kevin Adams is going to want to see if they get a return on investment there.
Yes.
I think that's what's going to happen.
While we are talking about fantasy, in a sense, we are talking about things that could happen. They do have to have a tinge of realism in there. I cannot consider Josh Norris a trade candidate because I don't think that there's a reality in which that happens. If there's a non-zero chance of something, we will talk about it because of the fact that there is a non-zero percent chance that it could happen.
Right.
I want to speculate on things that do have a little bit of numbers to play with in that sort of thing. I am 100% convinced they're keeping Josh Norris. And I am also 100% convinced that no team wants to touch him after he showed up to Buffalo and was injured right away. Why would I want to do that if I'm another team? Why? That's as simple as that. Like, yeah, you heard the past reports that Vancouver was interested in Norris too. Cool. If they want to call on him, that's fine. I don't expect it.
No.
But I also think that general managers typically do not trade for a player and then give up on them within less than a year.
Yeah, typically. Especially when you haven't seen his true potential whatsoever.
Typically.
Is there a good instance of it? Or
yes.
I'm trying to think.
Casey Mittelstadt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's on his third team.
Within a year, Casey Mittelstadt was traded.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was right in front of my face.
Actually, it was like a year and change.
Yeah, but still. Team three at this point.
So we're looking at about a year when they gave up on Mittelstadt in Colorado. Because like he's already playing on the fourth line at times, and then he gets traded at the deadline in a package that includes Charlie Coyle coming back.
They might realize, though, he wasn't going to work, and Buffalo did kind of sell high on him. He was having a great season here.
He was having a great season, but like it was with Mittelstadt, the realism about talking about trading him a couple of years ago was all these contracts got done. Kevin Adams very much shows the inclination of, if he likes you, he's going to sign you to a long-term deal. Like that's like he thinks you're his guy.
Yeah, right.
And Casey Mittelstadt didn't get it. Like he didn't get that extension, I should say. I think he understood that he didn't get that extension. So when Friedman finally starts going in on the Sabres might be trading Mittelstadt, it's because the tea leaves are written in like a red Sharpie. It's very much like, yeah, I would be a fool to not start talking about this or thinking that's not happening. I don't even need sources to back me up on this.
Right.
Like that's where Friedman starts that whole thing. But then obviously he grabs the smoke, he figures it out and everything like that. And then the conversation starts to become more prevalent. A one-for-one trade I did not expect. And I do like that Kevin Adams has done that a couple times of like these hockey trades. There's one thing missing. One thing missing. That's what Jarmo Kekalainen is really good at.
The big swing.
The big swing. And I'm seeing names like Marner, Robertson, Pettersson, hanging around and available. Marco Rossi with Minnesota.
Well, you have to think. It's 14 years. You've got to swing for the fences at some point. And like you said, I think Kekalainen is going to be the guy to do it.
He's the perfect devil on the shoulder for Kevin Adams. For that. That's his last thing that he needs to do as a general manager is acquire the star.
The big boy.
Acquire the best player in the trade. That's the thing.
Win the trade.
Not even win the trade. Because he's won a couple. He's won a decent amount of them, I would even say.
Right.
Florida and Vegas trades, naturally, you were going to lose those in some extent. Let's be entirely real about that.
Yeah.
You're trading away the best player.
You're right.
It's going to sting. You just maximize your return in that sense. The Sabres need to be the team that acquires that player. That's the one thing that Kevin Adams on his trade resume has not done yet. He's gotten the acquisitions. McLeod for Matthew Savoy, who's arguing that deal right now. He knew when to sell on Savoy, knew the piece that he wanted to get, and Ryan McLeod is going to absolutely be a piece moving forward for Buffalo in the middle six. That's a good trade, right? And I keep saying, my biggest indictment on Adams right now is I want to see more. I want to see bigger, because he's shown that he can do it.
Right, now he's got Kekalainen whispering sweet nothings in his ear. He's going to make a big move.
That's the hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ideal, and that's the ideal I'm willing to sell to all of you. I am not connected in any way. I'm not dialed in at all. But am I here to help bring the hopes to you for a team with no hope? Yes.
We'll fan the flames of hope. We'll be the spark
to
burn the first order down.
No. But it sure as heck is fun to think about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I misquoted. I got to run that back. We'll be the spark that lights the fire that burns the first order down.
There you go.
That's what we'll do.
803-0550, the number to call. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next year. And, it's one of those like old reliables coming up next year that's got the target on their back.
Oh, I've got a piggyback on that, too.
We'll have some fun with that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.